to the Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future deco, modern, retro, and other related events. Also the stories that celebrate New Zealand's history and its people, as well as book reviews and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era.
Deco Retro, Deco Retro.
Listeners, welcome to the Deco Retro program. I'm Philippa, and today our program is about Art Deco jewelry and all those fabulous baubles, bangles, and beads the flappers adorned themselves with during the 1920s and 30s. That hedonistic time between the two world wars, when people sought escapism from the social and economic upheaval in the aftermath of the First World War. I have also included some music and songs from that era. The interwar years of the 1920s and 30s is an era that has always fascinated me. Beneath the glittering facade, life was grim for most people. The enormous death toll from the war left a population imbalance in Britain, with a large surplus of women for whom marriage was unlikely. The Spanish flu epidemic, or perhaps I should say pandemic, brought home by returning soldiers, was even more catastrophic, killing an estimated 50 million people worldwide. All these events were a catalyst for change. For the young, it was a case of out with the old and in with the new. The jazz age had arrived. Women were now not only freed from that hideous invention, the whalebone corset, but also from the rigid social conventions that had restricted their mothers and grandmothers. Hair was now bobbed or shorn into an Eton crop, excellent for showing off huge drop earrings. Skirts were shortened and flimsier, and the sleeveless, drop-waisted shift dresses were perfect for showing off long strings of beads. The female silhouette was slim-hipped, flat-chested and androgynous. The Charleston was all the rage, and the bright young things, or flappers, as the popular press dubbed them, dazzled their suavely immaculate partners as they Charlestoned frenetically, beads flapping, bunny-hopped, shimmied, galloped and glided across the dance floor throughout the roaring 20s in anticipation of a brave new world. The new fashions, so new jewels were designed using bold color combinations and striking geometric lines. The first performance of Scheherazade by Diaghilev's Ballet Russe in Paris in 1910 caused a sensation, firing up the imagination of designers, including jewelry design, in a new style of vibrant, clashing color combinations such as emerald and tango. The designs were daring and distinctive then, and still look eye-catching and contemporary today. Typical pieces worn by the flappers were bandeaus worn low over the brow, long pendant earrings, and long beaded and tasseled necklaces. The tasseled necklaces were made of glass beads, ending in a tassel. They were accompanied by tassel earrings that dangled below the newly bobbed hair. Venetian glass beads were produced in a variety of vivid colors and intricate designs, incorporating floral features that today are prized by collectors all over the world. Gem set sautoirs, a chain strung across the shoulders or over the shoulder, filled plunging necklines, and the gaps created by backless evening gowns. Brooches were popular and worn at the shoulder, hip and waist, on the small of the back, or pinned to hats. Another distinctive piece of Art Deco jewelry was the double clip brooch. This was a geometric plaque of two interlocking parts designed to be worn as one brooch or separated on either side of a neckline. The trend for big cat jewels such as the Panther brooch was started in 1914 by the Cartier firm. In French, the panther is feminine, and Cartier believed it to be the jewelry emblem of all time, a symbol of the new emboldened femininity that emerged after World War I. Bracelets, either of geometric links or huge clattering bangles, were worn by the armful. These were often fashioned from precious metal, ivory or bakelite. I should also mention that many women wore fan-shaped Spanish-style hair combs, as not everyone had a bob in the 1920s. These were often made of celluloid and outlined in colored rhinestones. It is worth mentioning here a quintessential Art Deco accessory: the tiny, exquisitely decorated, sometimes bejeweled, vanity cases that were clever miracles of miniature engineering, featuring different types of tiny compartments and components within a very small space, each specifically designed as a powder compact, lipstick holder, comb, cigarette holder or mirror, and occasionally even a notepad and pencil. Containing everything a flapper might need for a night out, they were known as nécessaire de soir or nécessaire de beauté. Visually stunning, some are objets d'art, especially those made by jewelers like Cartier. The Art Deco period saw major technological advances as the modern world became more industrial and consumerist. It was the age of speed and mechanization. Cubism and futurism also influenced jewelry design, as did the exoticism of distant cultures with motifs from China, Japan, India, Egypt, Persia, and other Islamic cultures. African art became fashionable, and so did African-inspired jewelry, no doubt influenced by Josephine Baker, the African-American dancer and singer who wowed 1920s Paris in La Revue Negre, where she performed stripped to the waist and flashed huge, lacquered, cuff bracelets. Here she is singing, "I've Got You Under My Skin."
thought of you makes me sad before I begin. Cause I've got
and political activist Nancy Cunard adopted the wearing of outsize ivory bangles that stretched from elbow to wrist on both arms, or cubist cuff bracelets, to express her solidarity with black struggles against social injustice. And her relationship with the African-American jazz musician Henry Croda scandalized society. Howard Carter's discovery of Tutankhamun's tomb in 1922 and the stunning artifacts he found in the young pharaoh's burial chamber created a media frenzy around the world and resulted in Egyptian motifs becoming all the rage. Paris was the center of jewelry manufacture, and the very best Art Deco pieces tend to be French. As well as diamonds, many different colored gemstones such as lapis lazuli, coral, onyx, jade, sapphires, and aquamarines were incorporated into pieces designed for a wealthy clientele by jewelers such as Cartier, Boucheron, Van Cleef & Arpels, Chaumet, and Tiffany. Inexpensive versions of precious pieces were fashioned of paste, plastic, and base metal. The application of colored enamel to the metal pieces often made them, despite being cheap and mass-produced, every bit as distinctive and glamorous as the more expensive pieces. New plastics, such as Bakelite, emulated amber, but also became an art form in their own right, and Bakelite bracelets, bangles, and brooches were popular. Bakelite jewelry is still very collectible today. Let's hear another Gershwin song, I Got Rhythm, from the 1930 musical Girl Crazy, with vocals by Fats Waller.
He's mine, yeah, I know.
Street crash in 1929 brought financial ruin to many. The shock felt by the world's financial markets was seismic, and the Great Depression that followed soon brought the good times to an end. The Parisian fashion designer Coco Chanel had started the trend for Art Deco-style costume jewellery in 1921 and was influential in making costume jewellery acceptable and fashionably chic in high society. This is what she had to say. I love fakes because I find such jewellery provocative, and I find it disgraceful to walk around with millions around your neck just because you are rich. The point of jewellery isn't to make a woman look rich, but to adorn her. Not the same thing. She also said, costume jewellery is not made to give women an aura of wealth, but to make them beautiful. The Art Deco period of design lasted until 1935. By the time the Second World War broke out in 1939, the world of the bright young things and the frenzied hedonism of the interwar years had passed into history. That period, now known as the Art Deco era, was simply glorious in terms of glamour, innovation and design aesthetic in both art and industry. For this reason, Art Deco jewellery has never lost its appeal and is still highly desirable and much sought after by collectors today. I would like to finish with the 1932 jazz orchestra playing Ain't We Got Fun. And if there's time, we'll fade out with George Gershwin on piano and the Paul Whiteman Orchestra performing Rhapsody in Blue in the Aeolian Hall, New York, in 1924. From Nancy and I for happiness and good health in the new year of 2021. If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. We would like to thank our sponsor, Club Modern Auckland. We will keep you informed of all future exciting and glamorous events to be held by Club Modern. For more information, email clubmodern, M-O-D-E-R-N-E, auckland@gmail.com, or contact Kay Coleman at 021-424-820. Bye for now.